Next Thursday, or this coming Thursday, is of course the first Thursday when we have our special day of adoration here in the monastery. And this coming Friday and Saturday are the first Fridays and Saturdays. You'll notice that this bulletin is part one. There are a couple more parts to come. We ask you to keep all of the bulletins so that when you have all the parts, you can reread it, restudy them in its entirety, and then apply it as it fits. Two men went up to the temple. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every year, I hear the same old parable. Every year, I hear the same old sermons about the same old parable. And every year, I say to myself, it's a nice parable. They're good sermons, but it really doesn't apply to me. I'm not a Pharisee. I don't think I'm better than the others. It's my neighbor it applies to. He's the one who thinks he's better than the others. I'm relatively humble. I know I have my faults. But God help the man who tells me I have faults. If this parable doesn't apply to me, then why do I get all upset when I am corrected, when my faults are pointed out by someone else? If this parable doesn't apply to me, why do I insist on my opinion, refusing to accept anyone else's opinion? Except, of course, in cases of obvious sin. Why am I so quick to point out others' faults while ignoring my own? Why am I so blind to my own faults, but I see others so easily if this parable does not apply? Why am I so quick to apply the law to those around me, while at the same time I'm very quick to justify my own breaching of the same law? The law is a law when it applies to those around me. But for some reason, it stops being the law when it's applied to me. And yet, I have the audacity to think that this parable does not apply to me. Why do I insist that my way of praying, the prayers I say, are better than others? Why do I insist in my own mind, sometimes not even totally consciously, that my way of Catholicism is the right way? My good people, each one of us needs to take this parable and apply it to ourselves as individuals, forgetting everybody around us. We need to bear our heart to to ourselves and see us as others see us. And we'll find out how much more like the Pharisee we are than we are the publican. The moment we start thinking we are humble only proves we're not. Pray to the publican. Ask the publican to help you, to help us, to see ourselves as he saw himself. And let us also ask the publican to pray for the Pharisee that's in each one of us. My good people, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.